This is Ed Serwin from Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly box beef trade for week ending December 6th. The daily spot choice box beef cutout ended the week last Friday at $252.54, and that was $4.86 lower. There were 796 loads sold for the week in that daily box beef cutout, which was about 250 loads higher than the previous week and about 12% of the total volume. The comprehensive, or the weekly average choice cutout, which includes all the different types of sales along with that daily trade, it was at $254.45, which was only 55 cents lower, and it was due partially to the buffering impact of those formula prices. Many of those formula prices are priced off of the previous week's prices, so they have a moderating impact. The total reported box beef volume jumped as the prices declined. There was 6,482 loads sold, and that was 564 loads higher than the previous week. However, this week's sales was almost 500 loads less than last year, so it was a little tougher situation all the way around. The formula sales were fully steady at 3,467 loads, and that was only 23 loads better than last week, and 53% of the total loads being sold for the week. Being over half of the sales volume, these formula sales have a tremendous impact on the average prices for the week. Now, the exports, as reported on the weekly box beef report, are predominantly muscle cuts, and they were at 791 loads, and that was 140 loads better than the previous week. 153 of those export loads were sold to our NAFTA neighbors, and 638 loads were shipped overseas. Taking a look at the primal cuts, the chuck and round primal cuts were $2 to $3 lower, and the loin prices were steady. However, the rib prices once again increased, jumping another $6 to set new high prices. In fact, it has jumped $57 from having a $3.37 average on October 3rd to $3.94 this past week. Like we said the last couple of weeks, this rally is a normal seasonal event since prime rib is used during many employee Christmas parties. However, rib prices normally start dropping just as rapidly as soon as the holiday purchases are done, which is normally after the second week of December. The rib has carried the cutout during the last 6 weeks because the other cuts have been basically steady the week. And the most recent out front sales, they dropped. They were at 779 loads, and that was 106 loads lower than the previous week. However, out front sales normally jump or increase in December as buyers book product for ad specials that take place after the holidays. And the cow cutout was about $1.50 higher, and 90% trimmings were over $3 higher. The cow cutout was actually at $236.81 on Friday, and the select cutout was at $236.69. So they were almost exactly the same after being over $10 apart the previous week. The select cutout has dropped quite a bit, and the cows have improved just a little bit there. The fall run for cows continues to be smaller than normal due to the previous years of drought conditions, and also the extra buyers are still picking off cows to return to the country as replacement stock. Now, taking a look at the finished cattle trade, it was basically $4 to $5 lower on those live prices in a very light trade, and the dress prices were $2 to $3 lower at $2.64 on a light test also. The average live weight for the Texas Panhandle was 16 pounds heavier at 1309, and that compared to 1282 last year. But the percent heifers dropped quite a bit, from 43% the previous week down to 36% this week. The latest average national steer carcass weight for week ending November 22nd was 5 pounds lower at 901 pounds, but this is still quite a bit over the previous year, which was 879 pounds last year, and the 5-year average was 863. The choice select spread ended the week at $15.85, which would be $4.29 higher compared to the previous week. The jumping prices for those choice ribs really helped to widen this choice select spread. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.